Welcome back to part two of that classic rock show on WHRULP Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, where we play music from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and today we're playing the 80s.
Yes, we are, Mark.
1980s.
The 1980s, yeah. Not the 1880s.
Okay.
The 1980s. Well, Mark, we're headed back to West Hollywood and the Sunset Strip, where this next band also made their mark, and that band is Poison. They left their home base in Pennsylvania, and they moved out to Hollywood in 1983.
Well, Poison signed with a small label for not very much money in 1986, and they released their first album titled Look What the Cat Dragged In. The album achieved multi-platinum sales with the aid of their music videos on MTV, and they were soon touring with other hard rock acts, such as Quiet Riot and Rat. Glam metal and hair bands were popular labels given to this new wave of 1980s hard rockers.
And Poison was led by the charismatic lead singer Bret Michaels, and they've developed quite a following. And like the other LA bands, they put on quite a stage show. Their next album, Open Up and Say Ah, produced four big hits, including Fallen Angel, also that great Loggins and Messina song. I'm sure you remember it, Mark. Your Mama Don't Dance.
I
they
do.
Had a very good take on it. And Every Rose Has a Thorn, which was their biggest hit.
The first song they released from their debut album was Nothing But a Good Time, and you certainly will have a good time listening to this song. So let's play it, Eggers.
Looking for now.
Well, I don't know about you, Jim, but I had a good time listening to that song. How about you?
I did too, Mark.
All right. Well, Jim, we might as well stay in L.A. for this next group. The Red Hot Chili Peppers came together in 1983, and their sound was unique compared to other L.A. bands. They combined alternative rock with some hard rock, a little funk, a little punk, a little hip-hop, and even a little psychedelia.
Yeah, I love their sound. What I really like is their rhythm section of Flea on bass and the Will Ferrell look-alike Chaz Smith on drums.
Yes.
He does look a lot
like
him.
Yeah, he does.
Many guitar players have come and gone, but John Frusciante, is my favorite. Anthony Kiedis is the singer, and he put it all together because his vocals and his stage presence were excellent.
Yeah, and the band released three albums from 1984 to 1987 with their original lineup, but none made waves. But then comes 1989, and they added Smith and Frusciante, and they released the classic album Mother's Milk. Their version of Stevie Wonder's Higher Ground was the first single from the album, and if you haven't heard their version, folks, then you are in for a rock and roll treat because it's quite a musical achievement to hold one's own with the great Stevie Wonder. So let's listen to Higher Ground.
I
second that. Wow.
Well, we've been hanging around L.A. for a while, but now we're going to travel to the East Coast in the state of New Jersey.
Jersey.
Yeah, the band Bon Jovi is led by singer, songwriter, and guitarist John, ready for this, Bon Jovi. That's how you say it.
All right. Well, I didn't know that, Jim.
That's his real name.
Okay.
Bon Jovi.
Well, anyways, Bon Jovi was almost named Johnny Electric, but because of the popularity of the band Van Halen, a group name that used two words in the last name of the brothers Alex and Eddie, management vetoed Johnny Electric and went with John's last name.
So in 1984, Bon Jovi released their self-titled debut album, which barely snuck into the top 50 on the Billboard's charts. Their next album, 7800 Degrees Fahrenheit, was a big hit, and the band was on their way. In 1986, they released Slippery When Wet, and superstardom was now theirs. Here's one of the best sing-along songs in rock history, and one of Mark's favorites, Living on a Prayer. Enjoying that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, where today we are playing some of the best rock music of the 1980s. Well, as we all know, U2 is one of the most popular bands in the history of rock and roll. Bono, The Edge, Adam Clayton, and Larry Mullen Jr. all met in high school in Dublin, Ireland. Mark, can you imagine how good their high school band must have been?
Yeah. Well, one thing is for certain, Ireland wasn't a bastion of civility in those days, but by 1980, the boys secured their first recording contract and released their debut album titled Boy. That was the start of a long and critically acclaimed career that has led to sales of over 170 million albums and sold out concerts around the world.
Yeah, they're pretty popular.
Yeah, I'd say.
In 1988, they released the album Rattle and Hum. The first big hit off the album was the song Desire. The band stated that they were inspired by the 1969 song by the Stooges. So here's Desire from possibly the most philanthropic band of any era.
Yes, my favorite album too, Rattle and Hum.
Yeah. Shot!
Thank you. You too. Great song. Huey Lewis was in several bands in the 1970s, none of which did very well. But when he formed the San Francisco-based band Huey Lewis and the News in 1979, his fortunes changed. Their debut album released in 1980 didn't fare too well, so the band decided to produce their next three albums themselves.
That album, by the way, was Picture This, released in 1982, and it was a big hit. They were now a much-in-demand band, and their next album, Sports, put them at the top of the must-see bands. The album sported four top 10 hits, and one of those was The Heart of Rock and Roll. It was Grammy-nominated as Record of the Year in 1984. And here's an interesting side note. Jim, I don't know if you know this. The song had different versions where a different city was mentioned as the heart of rock and roll in the closing lyrics. And it was kind of all about geo-targeting.
Oh, that's nice to know.
Okay.
If it's on, is it going to be on the test on Friday?
Possibly.
Well, let's listen to Huey Lewis in the News, The Heart of Rock and Roll. Anyway, Mark, what's the next band up? I think they were voted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame recently, right?
Yeah, they were. So let's get back in our car, take a drive to L.A. and the Sunset Strip. The all-female band The Go-Go's were formed in 1978. After putting in hard work playing gigs and developing their craft, they finally received a recording contract and released their first album in 1981. And that album was Beauty and the Beat. It remained number one for six consecutive weeks. The songs were pure power pop with catchy hooks and bouncing melodies. and a fun vibe, and it was great radio listening.
Yeah, they're a fun group. So from that album, probably the most successful all-female band in the history of rock and roll, here's the Go-Go's top 10 hit, We Got the Beat.
They got the beat.
They do.
And they really got it down well. Well, Jim, the 1980s brought us a lot of good music. So we are closing today's show with another 80s song, The Soulful Wishing Well by Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Kissing like a bandit, stealing time underneath the sycamore tree. Cupid by the Austin Valentine. To my sweet lover and maid, slowly but surely, your appetite is more than I knew. Sweetly, softly, I'm falling in love with you. Wish me love, oh, wishing well, to kiss and tell. Wishing well, to kiss and tell her, wishing well, a crocodile she'd say. Make it fucking our boys. Hugging like a monkey see, monkey do. Through my head, say I wanna be midnight.
Please listen each week to That Classic Rock Show on the mighty 101.5 FM, WHRU Huntley Community Radio, where we bring you the greatest music of all time.
And folks, don't forget, you can listen to us on the air every Monday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. or Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon, or you can listen to our archive shows anytime by just going to the station's website.
In your easy chair.
That's right. Thanks for listening,
Thank
everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Wish me love, oh, wishing well, to kiss and tell, oh, wishing well.